Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2 hours down and two to go with you guys here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. In about 19 minutes, we're going to bring in Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, talk a little bit of Browns with Cameron C. Was the Shador hype warranted? We'll get to that in a whole lot more. But as we are halfway through the show, as it is 9 o'clock, you guys know exactly what time it is.
Get a grip.
It's time to get a grip. This is Overtime.
Get a grip.
With Jake Volnick on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, kicking things off. I always view NFL players as like, oh, you know, these guys got to know ball, right? Like, if you get to the NFL, I always think you are probably obsessed with the NFL. You were obsessed with football. Couldn't get enough of it. Oh, there's times where I'm wrong, too, because Cam Scataboo, rookie running back for the New York Giants, was on the St. Brown podcast with Amon-Ra and Equanimeous, and they were asking him about former NFL players, showing him pictures. You got to identify him. Just say he didn't do good.
There's no way. When were you born?
2002.
He's an 02 baby. You tell me you don't know who that is. Nah, I mean, this is making me sick, bro. Wait,
I feel like I know his face, but I don't know. I can't tell you
his
name.
One of the best receivers to ever play the game of football. He played for the Lions.
Is Megatron?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Top one's Baker.
Yep.
Bottom one.
He recreated that picture from the bottom picture. Legendary picture.
The bottom one's a quarterback, too?
Yep.
I have no idea who that is.
Brett Favre. I don't know if you've heard of him.
That's long. I mean, I've heard of him, of course, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's Brett
I mean,
Favre.
I can see it now, but he would have showed me an older picture of him. Yeah, for sure. Is that Megatron again?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Golden Tate. It might be a little harder.
This man just mistakenly is that Megatron again? For Golden Tate. For Golden Tate. I mean, come on.
We were born. I could tell you a picture of Brett Favre from any era.
That's what I'm saying. I was born in 2001. Yeah. I can go and rattle off any single one of these players. Like, you show me Megatron, yeah, that takes about a snap of a finger. I'm like, okay, that's Calvin Johnson. Hello, thank you very much. You show me a picture of Brett Favre. You can show me a picture of Brett Favre from the day he was drafted to today, and I'm like, that's Brett Favre. That might be the most damning one. Not only was that picture iconic, at least he could identify Baker Mayfield, by the way. At least the players that are in the league right now he has. But, like, you show me any picture of Brett Favre, I guarantee. But he's the most damning one to miss. The dude's all over television. I mean, he's doing, like, commercials for, what, Wranglers or Levi's, whatever the hell he was doing over there, jean commercials. I mean, he's scamming people out of money. He's all over. He's over the news. He's over the television. How have you never seen Brett Favre? Golden Tate, I don't expect you to get right. Okay, I don't expect you to look at Golden Tate and go, that's Golden Tate. But you can't tell me it's Megatron.
Plays for the Giants. You think he knows what Eli Manning looks like?
I hope so. You know what Odell looks like, right? Right? Like, he's got to.
He would have. I mean, Odell is one of the most popular NFL players of this decade.
Odell like transcends the, I don't want to say he transcends the NFL entirely. Like, he's bigger than he is the football player. Like, and that's the one thing where like, am I just overly critical? Because if you, all you do is watch the games, you don't really identify players with faces necessarily. I mean, they pop up their like picture every once
football
in a while.
Football is the hardest one to like, you don't know what they look like because they have a helmet on all the time. But still, like, Calvin Johnson, 100%. He's a 6'5 receiver. You know what this guy looks like.
Yeah, I also just feel like, I mean, if even if you don't know, you look at him and you go, okay, that's a guy in a Lions uniform or a light blue uniform. That's probably Calvin Johnson, right? I mean, just unreal. Cam Scataboo, we got to be better. Everybody in the NFL needs to be better and actually be able to identify their counterparts and those that came before them. You can get a grip. I want to put my head through a wall. Jam Sharania with a report today on the New York Knicks. And at this point, I'm just having fun running circles around the New York Knicks because they somehow made it farther and are ending with a sadder offseason than the Cavs are. But here's about one from in the season.
There's going to be some level of change to this Knicks roster. Now, do you go for a landmark player? Do you try to look into Giannis Antetokounmpo? Do you look at Kevin Durant? There was some mutual interest between Kevin Durant and the Knicks at the trade deadline. The Knicks made an offer for Kevin Durant at the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, there was no Kevin Durant trade, but at the bare minimum, they're going to have to add some more depth. That's going to be a requirement of this team this offseason.
I mean, you're just telling me there's turmoil all season. You just felt like you had no chance all season, audio courtesy of ESPN. You told me there was no chance all season long, and you had no faith. I don't know. Do we think that Kevin Durant wants to go play for Tibbs? That feels like the antithesis of what Kevin Durant wants. I feel like he's like prime load management type of player.
Tibbs is fired, so. Well,
no, I'm saying prior. I mean, they tried to trade for him in the middle of the season.
That's me.
Dynamite dropping. But like, how on earth? How on earth are we looking at... I don't think he'd want to play for Tibbs. I don't know that he want. He definitely wants to go play for New York in general. Everybody, like, I'm talking to people all across, like, market size doesn't matter. Market size doesn't matter. KD's one of the few players that's like, market size most definitely matters. I want to play in New York. It feels like they're doing everything under the sun. Like, you can make the argument that the Cavs aren't doing enough and didn't split up the core four when maybe they should have. The Knicks are doing the opposite. They're just like, all right, well, 1 year in, 1 year out. Didn't work with Kat? Ship him away. Give me Kevin Durant. Doesn't work with Kevin Durant? Ship him out. Give me Bradley Beal. Like, we'll just cycle through old Suns players. We'll see if we can get him. Like, you guys want? Hey, we'll send you Bradley Beal back. You want to give us D-Book? Well, I mean, we'll take it. And it's just never going to lead to a championship. They just build teams off of name value over and over and over again. It's just like, good name. Good name. Put him on the team. And then... players are usually pretty good alongside of it, but never seems to work. You didn't think when you got Kat and Jalen Brunson together that maybe, just maybe, this team's not going to be very good defensively. Kat, who feels like one of the weakest big men in the league, like Kat and Jared Allen, that would have been a hell of a matchup. You're usually two guys that don't want to touch each other. And then Jalen Brunson, who, that's just a guard that doesn't play defense, too. But you try to put defensive pieces around him. But yeah, when you have a defensiveless guard and a defensiveless big, probably was never going to work. The New York Knicks, as always, they can hold the title alongside Stephen A. Right there at the top. Get a grip.
Because it's getting ridiculous.
Rick Pitino, legendary basketball coach, currently over at St. John's, for some reason decided to weigh in on baseball as he was getting ready to throw out the first pitch. The New York Yankees, and give his take on Aaron Judge.
I'm not sure that Aaron Judge is not going to have the type of legacy that Ruth and Garrett have had. You know, he's quite special, and I don't buy into anything about the postseason. He'll have great postseasons as well, and I hope it's this year.
I mean, are we being serious right now? Like, one, this felt like one of the most uncomfortable questions I have to answer, and he's like, I don't pay attention to this stuff. Like, let me just say something really nice. And he went to the classic New York. He might not be Ruth and Gehrig. Like, okay, he couldn't have used any of the other Yankees that have played for the last like 60 years. But like, let's be real. I mean, we're talking about two guys who won 7 World Series and legacy. No, Aaron Judge is not going to have the same legacy as Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig. Those are two of the biggest names in all of baseball. Yes, Aaron Judge is an incredible player. One of the best right now in the game. might be the best hitter in the game right now, although the postseason's definitely a problem, even if Rick Pitino tells you it's not. But, like, no, if we're talking legacy and actually winning championships and going out and doing something, no, I'll go with both of the guys who, yes, have also won at least one MVP, two if you're talking about Gehrig, and also both seven-time World Series champs. Ruth was a pitcher and a hitter and considered one of the greatest power hitters up until, like, Hank Aaron came along. I mean, let's be real. Great player. Legacy doesn't match up. We got to stop asking Rick Pitino baseball questions. So that's, like, that's got to be rule number one. That guy eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball. I'm surprised he knew how to throw out the first pitch, because if it wasn't a basketball, I didn't know he'd be able to do it. Rick Pitino, I mean, when they ask you, you can tell them you don't know, so you can get a grip. What are we doing? Let's keep this thing rolling. MLB getting ready to implement a potential ball strike challenge system. Ken and Anthony on today, and Ken giving his takes, of which I just vehemently disagree with.
Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is going to propose the automated ball strike challenge system for 2026. This is from Evan Drellick of The Athletic. That teams would start with two challenges per game that they could challenge for balls and strikes. As of right now, it says human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls. Teams would start each game with those two challenges to the umpire's opinion of the balls and strikes. I don't like the idea, and I know I'm in the very, 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 very vast minority. One, I like the human element of sports. I don't like taking out the human element of it. I don't think the fans are going to like taking out the human element, because now if it just comes down to a challenge, I don't get to see what are some of the fun things to see at a ballpark, which is the chance for a manager to get thrown out of a baseball game for cussing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not an umpire, because balls and strikes are your last bastion for it, are they not?
Yeah, probably.
Aaron Judge chirping from the dugout, getting thrown out in the first inning.
They'll get a blown call on the base pass every once in a while.
But that, you have the challenge. So every once in a while, you have a great, 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 rare occasion. But back in the day, it was an every night could be a possibility.
And Ken acknowledges that he's in the minority here. I'm just here to exemplify the fact that he is, because In what world are you taking out the human element of baseball? Like, you might as well, if you're taking out the human element of baseball, that would be just replacing the home plate umpire altogether and just being like, oh, we'll just call it based off the box. They're still letting the umpire set up their zone. And baseball players are wild. They're going to try to challenge something. They'll be wrong. It happened. It was tested out. And they were wrong several times. But I don't think this takes out the human element. And if anything, this makes it better. And you're not taking away. We've had challenges in baseball for the last, like, what, 2-3 years now where you've been able to do it? Maybe longer than that. Managers have been getting thrown out at the exact same rate. It has not changed. You would think adding a challenge system where they have one thing less to argue, 2, 3, 5 things less to argue, it would reduce it. No. Because managers, all they do is they get upset, they get in a disagreement with the umpire, and then they go and they yell at him and they get thrown out. That's never going to change. It's not going to change when you implement something that can just automatically reverse one of their calls. There's a limit on it. I think this is way better because there are umpires who just get it wrong and get it wrong in key moments. Sure, do you sort of change the fact that you have a variable strike zone from game to game? I could argue yes. I could also argue that's a good thing to get rid of. Baseball players should know where the strike zone is. They shouldn't have to be guessing and feeling out the first 3 innings of a game to do that. You don't have to do that in any other sport. In basketball or in, like, you know, hockey, football, whatever, you can feel out how aggressive a ref's going to be, how soft of calls they're going to give, but not whether or not objectively, is this a strike or is this a ball? That should be something that's just painted and right there in front of you, and you don't have to guess. Hey, cat on this one can get a grip. You're out of your mind. Downright out of your mind. All right, last one here. Our good friend. He'll be with us tomorrow. Anthony Allant. Falling victim to afternoon drive. Those there currently and formerly. Keith Britton. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Beilein, convincing him that Jeff Phelps was mad over a picture that he posted on X of Jeff that's floating around in social media. I'm sure you can find it on the 92.3 Fan X account. But Anthony somehow gullibly falling for it and then making a call to Jeff Phelps to apologize. Here's the call.
This is Anthony from 92.3. How are you doing? I was told that I might have sent something on social media that you were upset about, so I wanted to call and apologize, say that it was stupid of me to post that photo, and I apologize for that. Okay.
In which, of course, Jeff's like, yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, one, Jeff Phelps has no clue what's going on social media. That man does not care. No individual X account does not matter. If you want to get to him, get to him at CLE Talking Heads. That's how you get to him in a basket. Just does not care. There's no world that I would ever even begin to fall for that. But also, like, if there are 3 people in the building that tell me something of that stature, and it's like, Jeff Phelps is really mad at you. The last 3 people I'm believing are Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, and yes, our very own boss, Keith Britton. He's nicknamed the Assassin for a reason. He knows exactly what he's doing. I've watched these games play out over the last 2+ years that I've worked here. And Anthony, you know, little greener, hasn't worked here quite as long. Doesn't take that long to figure out, though. Does not take that long to figure out. That's one. Jeff Phelps, a man that confronts you in person, too. Comes right up to you. He'll give you a call. He'll find your number if he has a problem. Anthony's too gullible. That poor kid. Fell for it. I mean, I just don't know, his brain was in a scatter. As soon as they started telling him, he was everywhere.
Oh, but when I heard that, I was just imagining him. I was cracking up.
I'd feel bad. It made me, like, physically cringe listening to him make the call. I physically cringed because I could tell he was just nervous beyond belief. Anthony, I'm sorry. Get a grip.
Yeah, it was bad.
Perfectly fit in. All right, that'll do it for Get a Grip. Always feels good to get it off the chest. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, joining us here on the other side of 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on the Cameron. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, ready to talk. I'm assuming a lot of AFC North football.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the path that we're always going down because, of course, it's the way that it works out. We're sitting here, and Aaron Rodgers is signing on the same day as NBA Finals Game 1 and the day after the Stanley Cup Finals Game 1. I thought the guy wanted all the attention, Cameron. I thought he wanted all eyes on him. Felt like a weird day to announce this.
Maybe this is gross.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
It was very... I think everybody kind of assumed that this was the path everything was leading towards, just because he was... What other options did Aaron Rodgers have? He was running out of them, right? And the Steelers felt like that was like the last connection. And so it's not really... It is just strange that it's of all the days, of all the times, and he wasn't holding them hostage, but kind of was, and they weren't... They were moving forward without him, and here we are. He decided now is the time. You know what? Now, a random Thursday in June is a good time for him. Glad the news is done. Glad we're out of the way. We know where he's at.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. At least we know. I mean, I think I would have picked a different day if I was him, but that's fine. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, now over there. How much better are the Steelers with Rodgers instead if they would have had, you say, Mason Rudolph, who was currently slotted wide receiver or quarterback one before that?
Yeah, I think obviously better, because you have a track record, and Aaron Rodgers, he's even half of, you know, what we've seen of him, not the past couple seasons, but if he can get it back on track just, you know, a bit, he's obviously clearly going to give them an elevation at the position. That said, you have to consider his age. You have to consider the injuries that he is coming back from and dealing with and working all of that in recent history. And so does it make the Steelers better than their current situation? I do believe so, with if you're moving forward with Mason as their starter. But, you know, I think a lot of people in Northeast Ohio were a little bummed to see Will Campbell. And listen, Will Howard, I think with Will Howard, though, I think that was like he's here. He's Northeast Ohio. Buckeye fans loved him. And so there's a lot of perception that maybe he could be an answer for them. But I don't know that that's necessarily the case. And so, I think they're in a better position. You have a veteran to maybe get him up to speed. And then you're... quarterback room's a little bit better. Less question marks of who will be starting, obviously, than here in Cleveland. But do I think that he is going to be the Aaron Rodgers that we have all been impressed by for years? I kind of think that we're seeing the decline. I don't think it's a fluke the past couple seasons, the struggles, the injuries, all of that. So time will tell.
Would you consider the Steelers to be in contention to win the division with Aaron Rodgers, or is that a step too far?
I think that's maybe a step too far. I mean, you're putting him against and the team. And now I will say, I think that because I don't know how exactly he will fit with the team. It doesn't seem like a super strong fit, right? But like, if he plays well, we know what he's capable of doing. And every single year, the Steelers, they're so well coached with Mike Tomlin. And as much as Steelers fans might question that every year, I think there's some discourse every year of like, oh, do we move on? Which is, I don't know, crazy to me. I think that Mike Tomlin is an incredible coach and always has them in the conversation. But when you pin these rosters up against, you know, a Baltimore, I just don't see how you're saying it. And even the Bengals have been working to make themselves a better roster. I mean, Aaron Rodgers now at his age, with what he's dealing with and what we talked about, the struggles, the injuries, up against Lamar Jackson, up against Joe Burrow, I don't see how those even out, I think. But, I mean, for the past couple of years, I thought the Steelers were a bottom-tier AFC North team, thought they'd be in the basement, and I have been wrong. So they somehow pull it together, and I think it's coaching is a big part of it. I think they find themselves able to compete. I wouldn't say contend. I would say compete very well every year, no matter what their roster looks like, no matter the uncertainty. They somehow find their way there, which is, you know, being here, don't really love to see it as much as we do.
Cameron Justice with us here on the hotline. Hey, so we look around the AFC North now, and it's obviously Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and with Aaron Rodgers added into the mix, Do you think for the Browns that creates either less or more pressure on them to find their answer at quarterback this year, or are they sort of operating in a vacuum separate of the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Division.
I think it has to be in a vacuum, separate of the division. It has to be for what best serves the team. And at this point, it's so early to have any idea of where the Browns may go with this quarterback competition. It feels the smart thing to do, obviously, right, is you start one of your veterans. And to me, it feels like that would be Joe Flacco. And then you can work and continue to develop and see what you might have in your rookies and Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Now, once camp begins, really begins, not shorts and pads, not voluntary OTAs with some guys not here. And, they're very limited in what they're able to do. Once you get the pads on, once you get the helmet, the full practices, the team sessions, your veteran guys, your stars, the whole roster here working together, I think then you'll start to see a better picture of where the four guys on this team are. Now, I think obviously, like, they have moved forward carrying three quarterbacks on the roster, right? And so you have four right now. They always have four as a camp arm. Can you get value at before the season begins in getting rid of, shipping off, sending off, trading one of the four, maybe? That's what you'd hope. It didn't work with Tyler Huntley, but that was obviously one of the potentials for the Browns. In the past, they tried to do that last time, and so I think that's kind of the target here. So who's going to play well? Who's going to position themselves to be valuable outside of the Browns is how I would see this competition kind of shaping up. And then from there, the three guys that are left to be on the roster to start the season – you pick the best one, the one with the most experience. Feels to me like it would be the veteran. And then as the weeks go on, you're hoping to get wins. You're always hoping to get wins. But then you at least have an idea of where your rookies are. See if you can develop them. See if they can get up to speed enough to start games and to win you games. this could all change. Maybe the rookies really do truly impress enough that it makes you feel like you can go out there and start them off the bat. But that typically doesn't work, especially for, you know, a third round pick. I know everyone questions the Shedeur Sanders being a fifth round pick, obviously, because he was projected to go in the first round and the second round, and it just continued to fall. But with that said, you do have to consider where he was taken and where the Browns see him in the scheme of things, and maybe he climbs the ladder. Always a possibility. He's working really hard. Dylan Gabriel also out there working really hard to earn these opportunities. So the summer's really going to tell us where the Browns go in terms of their quarterback, but I think that's really what it's about. It's about figuring out their landscape. It doesn't have anything to do, not anything. It has very little to do with what's happening around the division, what's happening around the league. They have to answer questions internally before they can even start to think about how that shapes up against these other teams, because that's the biggest question mark for them, is that position. They know it. They knew it last year. They knew it going into this offseason before they drafted any guys, before they signed anybody, before they made trades. They have to answer this question with them in mind solely. Then they can focus elsewhere.
Cameron, I know that you were out at the OTAs where the media was present on Wednesday. A lot of hype coming for Shedeur Sanders on that day. Obviously, the touchdown that was thrown, or a lack of a touchdown, I don't know which way we're leaning on that one. But,
hot button topic.
But he looked good in a few of the throws that were obviously posted via video. I ask you, was it just media hype and social media getting ahead of it, or did he actually look that good?
He looked good. I think Shedeur has... We've all been waiting to see him in this setting, an 11-on-11, because last week he wasn't involved in the 11-on-11s. And so the numbers that you're getting in the stat tracker, they're not equivalent to the other guys, because Shedeur wasn't involved in the 11-on-11. Now, this time he was able to do that. He was able to get the red zone work with the same kind of planning that Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco had. And so that was really good. And so, and he threw the ball. His placement has been, if there's one thing to be said, and it's what we've known about Shedeur Sanders all along, is that he's got insane accuracy, and you can see that on the field. Now, obviously there will be growing pains, and what we're not seeing is him going against, he's not going against the same player. And this is all, again, let me just preface before I finish the sentence. This is all in shorts, no pads. I know this, we know this, that's fine. But he's not going, he doesn't have the same defense in the 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s that Joe Flacco has, that Kenny Pickett has, and that even Dylan Gabriel has for some of his reps. And so I think that as the summer goes on, Shedeur will naturally start to get more of those reps, and then we can start to really gauge where he's at. But I think from the first time we saw him on the field in rookie minicamp to now, as you've already seen some growth, you've seen a little bit more. He's looser. I like the way that he's kind of reading the field and going through some of his progressions in these concocted 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. I think this is really good progress. It's so early to say that he looked incredible, because none of these guys look incredible, but this is OTAs. They're in shorts. They're in, like, it's no one. You should look good in these sessions. So no, I don't think there's like, oh, yeah, this is like, he's the guy, because I don't think any of them has shown, like, they all have strengths. They're all showing us kind of where, like, oh, this makes sense, right? Joe Flacco, we know why the Browns signed him. Kenny Pickett had a dot to Jerry Jeudy. You're like, ah, oh, there it is. Like, that, you can see that. Dylan Gabriel, he has confidence when he gets rid of the ball. Now, he had some struggles in the last OTA session, but when he gets rid of that ball, you can see kind of just how much playing in college for 6 years, having different, being on different teams, you can tell that there's like that confidence there. And then Shedeur, you know that he knows that he can put the ball where he wants to put it. And he's got that confidence too. And I think for all of them, it's just kind of honing the things that will be maybe the weaknesses, clearing those up, answering questions for the Browns in that regard. And for Shedeur, it will be, can he get up to speed quick enough? Can he show that he can be a starter in this league this year as a rookie, that's what they're going to need to see from him. They're going to need to see him take those steps and those growths. The same with Dylan. And then for obviously Kenny and Joe have their own veteran things that they need to work through to see if they can be the guy. All four, I truly believe all four have the shot. They have their shot. It's there for them to earn a position where they would be a starter at some point this season on the Browns. But it comes down to the nitty gritty stuff down the road when we can actually see it. So far though, I really do think that the competition's heating up and you're starting to see them feel a little bit more comfortable, get a little bit more involved. They're moving these reps around. We're going to see it a little bit more during mini camp. And then of course, when training camp gets here, those reps will be really divvied up, divided, and we'll be able to see what these guys can do against the stars, against the defenses that you want to see, against Myles Garrett. Get Shador against Miles. Get Shador against Denzel Ward. Get Dylan against those two guys. Get them acclimated and the pressure from the guys that aren't working with them right now as much or at all because Myles Garrett hasn't been there. That's when we'll start to get some answers.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the hotline. Kimberly Martin of ESPN laid out the fact that she thinks or that she has heard from people in the Browns room that they think Shador has what it takes and is very well going to go through and win this job. Do you think that that's accurate, that there's people in the building right now that believe that? And obviously, I know you laid out the fact that all four guys have a possibility, but is anybody already convinced of that fact?
I think there's people who obviously like Shador, right? There's people who love Dylan. There's people who love Shador. There's people who love Joe and want him back on the field for them. And Kenny, that it's just here. That's the thing though. I think with Shador, there is just like so much excitement because there was so much hype and it wasn't even his doing. It's just so much hype about like what he could be, what his potential, his star power, the ability, like on the field, just the way that he is able to navigate an offense with that ball placement is incredible. It's fun to watch a quarterback make throws like Shador Sanders has shown he can make. That's exciting. And I think that's definitely a driving factor. But to say that the building's convinced, that's not true. And I know that's not what she was saying at all. I do think that there are people who absolutely would like to see Shador Sanders win this job. I think the mindset here, though, is all of these guys have to work for it because this isn't a situation in which there's four quarterbacks in a room just because there's a camp arm and a clear QB2, a clear QB3, and then your starter. That's not the case in Cleveland at all, which makes this super interesting because it's very rare that this kind of dynamic exists where it's obviously that like you can split the reps up, you can see where they're going right now, heavy with Joe and then Kenny, then Dylan, then Shador. But at no point, I think, is this organization married to the hierarchy of those reps continuing. I think if any one of these guys pulled ahead and made them say, okay, we've got to see more. We're liking what we're seeing. Let's see more. Those reps would shift all over the place. And that might be what we see this summer. So, sure, yes, I think that there's probably people that are – like, you know what? He can do this. Absolutely. And he's got the excitement, the star power. That's what you need. And after a 3-14 season, too, excitement that doesn't hurt anything when you've got a fan base excited to see somebody get out there after a disappointing year. So, yes, but we got to pump the brakes a little bit because we are very early into this. And it's, again, anyone's job.
Cameron, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talking to you. And I look forward to doing it sometime in the near future here as a Browns offseason progresses.
Thank you very much for having me on. And let's hope for some more fun next week. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about next time.
I'm sure we will. I don't doubt it for a second. Thanks, Cameron. Good stuff out of Cameron. Breaking down the Browns quarterback room. And Joe Flacco, now a Pittsburgh Steeler. I don't know. I'm so torn because I hear people saying Shador's day wasn't all it's cracked up to be. I hear like Cameron saying it was a very good day. Now, listen, it's OTAs. They're in shorts. Obviously, that plays a factor. None of these guys can have great days. None of them can probably have all that bad of days either. But it definitely, I mean, it's something. Like, I just think knowing that it's polarizing and there's back and forth. And by the way, I'm hearing from people that I know aren't like known Shador haters that are out there either. It's not like, we don't want to know him. We don't want it. He's also, they played pretty well. Like, I like Shador, but he didn't see a ton. And I know people who, don't like Shador very much, who are sitting there and being like, Shador looked great. I don't know what to know. I don't know what to take away from OTAs. That's probably part of the problem, is that they're just out there throwing in shorts. Let's be real. But good talking to Cameron Justice. 920 Odyssey Rewind feature. Make sure you guys go back and listen. 92.3thefan.com as well. But Guardians today, losers. By a final score of 4-0. And of course, we got to react. So let's do it with our good friend 3 and Out.
Post-game reaction on The Fan starts now. It's time for 3 and Out. Overtime with Jake Vulnick. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, let's kick things off with what today. I don't care if you tell me there's a lefty on the mound. Of course they're going to roll up a lineup like this. You done gave up. You gave up with the roster you line up today. It's terrible. I can't watch Will Wilson and John Kenzie Noel continue to play and continue to start for very much longer. I don't care if you're talking, it's a left-hander and that they're actually righties and it gives them a better opportunity. I don't care about the baseball nerds. I don't. It's terrible. Throw Nolan Jones out there, lefty, lefty. I don't care. I'll line up a whole lineup full of lefties if those are the guys that are hitting, because that's what it feels like right now. Right now, I'm looking at guys who are righties who do absolutely jack all for me. I'm looking right now 0 for 5, 0 for 8, 0 for 11 from the final four spots in the lineup. You didn't get a single hit out of Gabe Arias, who I told you, you might as well just cut bait on yesterday, because that dude is putting together some of the worst at-bats that I've seen across the entire season right now. Bo Naylor, I want to root for Bo. I really do. But 0 for 21 into a hit yesterday. Not doing too much today. John Kenzie Noel is a lost cause. He's an absolute space filler right now. Bases loaded. Had a chance to turn the game on its head. Popped up to the second baseman. Man, that riveting power. Just you get to see it on display all the time, especially at such a small park like Yankee Stadium. And then a very shocker, 0 for 3 out of Will Wilson. Congratulations, a Triple-A player batting ninth tonight. I just don't get it. I don't understand rolling out a lineup like this every single time. If it's that bad, there has to be another right-hander somewhere in the world not signed on a contract right now. I don't know if he's in Columbus. I don't know if he's in Taiwan, but you got to find him who could hit a ball off a left-handed pitcher at a better rate than 150. I mean, it's absurd. All right, I got it out of my system. Let's go to second down. I was actually a little impressed by Slade Ciccone tonight. He didn't have the best of outings. He goes 5 innings, gives up 2 runs on 5 hits. But it was more so what he did when he got into trouble. He ended up with bases loaded with no outs and walked out of it only giving up 1 run. Right? The lone 2 runs he gives up are on a 2-run shot by Cody Bellinger. That's going to happen. Sorry to break it to you. Slade's got a lot of things still to work through. He's a young pitcher. You're going to make mistakes, and you're going to give up the bomb. But when you come in bases loaded, they're like, all right, Carl Willis, get up there, get out to the mound, have a conversation with the young man. He does immediately double play with the numbers would be here, 4-2-1 double play, going from second to home back to first, or 4-2-3. I know math. I know baseball math for sure. Only played it for like 18 years of my life. No big deal. So they go double play, and then he gets out of it on the third out as well. Like, it's about how you handle it under pressure and about how you take those situations and morph them into being a good thing and a learning experience. It's not always about having your best stuff. And I'll say this, and I'll say it till the end of time. If I'm doing this show while I'm 65 years old, I'll still be saying this exact line. It comes down to the fact, not what happens when you have your best stuff. Pitchers all the time have their best stuff. Of course they're going to look good. You evaluate a pitcher when they don't have their best stuff, and how do they still work through it? How do they get out of it? That's what makes good pitchers great and what makes average pitchers good. It's about when you don't have the most quality stuff that you bring to every single outing and how you're still able to keep the other team off the board. Slade Ciccone did that tonight. I thought, overall, a pretty solid outing given the fact that you were basically given no help whatsoever, certainly not in the run category. Go to third down. hail Jose. That's all I can say. He accounted for two of your three hits tonight. And I believe, by the way, since having his hit streak broken up, I want to say he's gone like either four out of five or four straight games of multi-hit games. He's on an absolute tear. I mean, he is shredding right now. And it's like, all right, well, I reach safely and then get a hit. And, you know, whatever it was, 22 straight games on base streak was at like 26. I think that's still going. All right, well, yeah, we can end that. But now I'm just going to start getting two hits a game. Can I get a two-hit game streak? Can I just start racking these up on top of each other? Yeah, you absolutely can. Thank you very much. That guy's on a tear and going to be a reason that we're having a conversation here in about 5 minutes because he's hitting 330. Might be the best Jose we've ever seen, which is absolutely absurd because the guy's 32. Let's punt the ball. Guardians right back at home tomorrow. They'll be taking on the Houston Astros, playing host to the Astros, now sitting pretty with a record of 33-28. Not great. Still five games over 500. They'll be taking on the 33-28 as well, Houston Astros. 7-10 first pitch. It's going to be Logan Allen on the mound, 4.22 ERA, sporting a 3-3 record, going up against, I'll be honest, a man I've never heard of, and I follow baseball quite closely. Colton Gordon has made like four starts in his MLB career. He's going to be going out there. For the love of God, he's a left-handed pitcher. If I see Jonkenzie Noel and Will Wilson in this lineup and they lose this game, I want to put my head through a wall. Accurate. I might. I don't put it. There's cameras in this studio. I might be paying for the damages for that nice wall behind me. I might go straight through it. Please don't do it. Help me. Help me.
Nice little rhyme right there.
Thanks. Dr. Seuss-esque over here. All right. Guardians losers 4-0. Want your guys' thoughts. 216-474-0092 as well. We're just going to talk a little guards. I think there's something about Jose's season that should be changing the mentality of the Guardians. It's in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.